Greetings to all you Epicurean enthusiasts out there. Well, it turns out that I was wrong. The cookies that Kim made yesterday were quadruple chocolate cookies, not triple chocolate ones. So they were even chocolatier than I had realized. No wonder they were so rich. Anyhow, they turned out so well that I thought the recipe was worth sharing. This is not Kim's recipe. Her friend Linda sent it to her, so we have to credit this one to her. Kim did make some modifications, though, on the recommendation of her independent living skills trainer, and I will tell you about those first. The recipe suggests chilling the dough in the refrigerator for 2 hours before baking the cookies, because it says that otherwise the cookies might spread and not puff up as well as they should. Well, Kim's ILS trainer thought that that was just a waste of time and an unnecessary step, and also she tried baking the cookies before she and Kim made them. So, and she didn't chill the dough, and they turned out fine. So, yesterday Kim omitted that step. Also, the recipe recommends using an electric mixer to combine the ingredients. Well, Kim doesn't have one, so she just had to use the low-tech gadgets she had to hand, like a whisk, and forks and tablespoons and that sort of thing. She actually did most of the work yesterday. Her ILS trainer just sort of stood by to make sure everything was going well, and also she wanted to see how the cookies would turn out, because Kim actually baked them in her toaster oven. Which actually worked just fine. There is a cookie setting on her toaster oven, and also it has a convection oven setting, so it can be used to bake muffins and brownies and all sorts of goodies. Anyhow, folks, onto this recipe. I'll read it fairly slowly so that if you need to type it out, you can. Quadruple chocolate cookies. These cookies are super soft, tender, slightly chewy, and are for true chocolate lovers. They contain chocolate chips, dark chocolate chunks, cocoa, and chocolate pudding mix. The pudding mix helps keep the cookies soft, supple, and lightweight without making them airy or cakey. If you don't have pudding mix, there really isn't a substitution. You could omit it, although the results won't taste the same. These are thick bakery-style cookies that are bold and rich, not overly sweet, and are oozing with melted chocolate. There's a chocolate explosion in every bite. Yield about 17 medium-large cookies. Ingredients: 3/4 of a cup unsalted butter, softened. 3/4 of a cup light brown sugar, packed. 1/4 of a cup granulated sugar. 2 large eggs. 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. 1 packet instant chocolate pudding mix, not sugar-free and not cook and serve. 1/4 of a cup unsweetened natural cocoa powder. 2 cups all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon baking soda, a pinch of salt, optional and to taste, 1 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips, 5 ounces dark chocolate, chopped, Kim used Hershey's. Directions: combine the butter, sugars, egg, and vanilla, and beat until creamed and well combined. Next, add the pudding and cocoa. Mix until just combined. Then add the flour, baking soda, and optional salt. Mix until just combined. Add the chocolate chips and chopped chocolate. Stir until just combined. Using a large cookie scoop, 1/4 of a cup measure, or your hands, form approximately 17 equal-sized mounds of dough. Roll into balls and flatten slightly. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper or spray with cooking spray. Place dough mounds on baking sheet, spaced approximately 2 inches apart. Bake for approximately 10 minutes, or until edges are set and tops have just set, even if slightly undercooked and glossy in the center. Don't overbake, which is easy to do with dark cookies. Cookies firm up as they cool. Allow cookies to cool on baking sheet for 10 minutes before serving. Cookies will keep airtight at room temperature for 1 week, or in the freezer for up to 6 months. Alternatively, unbaked cookie dough can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for 5 days, so consider baking only as many cookies as required, and save the remaining dough to be baked in future when desired. There you have it, folks. I hope that you enjoy if you like to bake this sort of thing.